54 years ago this month, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was attending a book signing in Harlem when a mentally disturbed woman plunged a steel letter opener into his chest mere inches from his aorta. Dr. King was taken to Harlem Hospital, where his life and the course of history hung in the balance. He recovered, of course, and now Harlem Hospital is honoring the last surviving member of the surgical team that saved his life. Dr. John Cordyce is 93 years old, and he joins us now from his home in Hollis, Queens. Good morning, Dr. Cordyce.
Good morning, sir.
So what do you remember about that day? Did you know who Dr. King was?
Well, I had heard of him, of course, but I had not known him personally at all. And so he had not achieved, you know, the level of fame that he later received, but he was on his way, and he was being recognized progressively by various elements in society.
So what do you remember about that day itself?
Well, I remember that I had been to Brooklyn, and the phone was ringing on the desk when I walked in my office. And that was the resident from Harlem Hospital who was calling me because we had a person of great interest who was a patient there. I don't think he told me at the time that it was Dr. King. And so I just got in my car. My daughter was with me. As a matter of fact, it sounded so urgent that we went directly to the hospital. I didn't drop her off at home. And so we raced on into Harlem Hospital. And when I went into the emergency room, of course, the crowd was beginning to gather. And then I was informed that Dr. King had been injured. And shortly after that, Dr. Nicolario came in because we usually answer these kind of emergencies together. We called Dr. Maynard because we felt that a person of this caliber and all of the complexities which could be incident to an event of this kind would necessarily properly involve our chief of surgery.
Dr. Maynard was your boss, Dr. Aubrey Maynard.
Yeah, he was the boss.
Yeah, he ended up getting most of the credit for saving Dr. King. How did that happen?
Well, he decided that it would be better if he assumed principal role here, in spite of the fact that he did not actually do the surgery. He would adopt the principal role in favor of the publicity which would naturally follow. Now, of course, we were not going to challenge him because actually he was the boss, you know.
Harlem Hospital has its own connections to the civil rights movement. You know, Dr. Lewis T. Wright was the first African-American on the surgical staff of Harlem Hospital, and he served as chairman of the National Board of Directors for the NAACP. Did you feel any extra pressure to save Dr. King's life?
Well, you know, we had done many trauma cases, that is, injuries to the chest. Now, we felt the same kind of pressure and urgency in dealing with Dr. King as we did with all of with these other cases. And although in Dr. King's case, this was absolutely loaded situation. Now, of course, Wright had died before this event occurred, but his record and his history and his relationship to the NAACP was still very much alive. Mm-hmm. And so we felt a certain personal identity and a personal responsibility to carry through a level of performance professionally which would make him proud and which would continue to demonstrate and dramatize the legacy that he had left at Harlem.
And how do you feel about being honored after all these years?
Well, I feel very gratified, you know, about it. I felt that all this period of training was all sort of preparing me for this. I guess it was, you know, one of those things. And so I'm grateful in that fashion.
Thank you so much, Dr. Cordyce, for joining us this morning and for sharing your story.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Dr. John Cordyce, at age 93, is the last surviving member of the surgical team that saved Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s life after he was stabbed in Harlem 54 years ago this month.